This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yep, it's Figgy Smith's tape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. So over the weekend, the OG John Lopez had some homework, man. I gave him some homework, and you know, the draft was going on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's specifically Thursday. Some of the first rounders had their walk-up music. Mm-hmm. So we kind of talked about that a little bit on Friday, and I gave John Lopez some homework to review some of these songs and pick his top five.
I did. Anything you need to know about contemporary music, especially hip-hop and rap, I got you covered.
I've often said this.
Yeah. You should. Mm-hmm. Now, a little background. I didn't do the International Players Anthem because we figured...
But did you just listen to it anyways?
Well, I knew it. I had listened to it.
I mean, just enjoy it one more time.
I think I did, actually.
Good.
But let me go through everything you need to know and where they fall.
Okay.
On some of these. And then I'll give you my top five to one on the walk-up music that we heard Thursday. Free promo. All right? Lil Baby.
Whose walk-up was this?
This was...
Figgy.
I've got it right here.
Okay.
This was Jihad Campbell.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. So I thought it was a good beat. Here's the thing, Figgy, and this is where I want y'all's input, because I think I got this right.
I probably should have listened to these songs.
I felt really good about all these. I'll give you, you'll hear some of the top five.
Cool. Very good.
He could have used a collaborator. It was only him.
He need a feature on there?
Yeah. I was listening.
Pay for the feature, little baby.
It became redundant. You know, because he's got a certain tone to his voice. He's got a certain tone to his voice that's almost a little too high pitched. He needed like a collab to come back. That's what I thought on Free Promo. All right. Right About It. Lil Wayne. All right. It was Lil Wayne and Drake. What are you going to say?
I mean, fair. That's actually fair.
What are you going to say? That was one that I'd heard before, loved it. I thought, obviously, I mean, it's Lil Wayne and Drake. I don't really need to dig into it.
You know what you're getting.
You know what you're
signing up for.
Yeah. This is where it starts getting interesting because some of these I had never heard before, some just maybe a little bit here and there. About My Money. QT7 with Boss Man Dlo.
D-Lo. Yep.
D-Lo. I never heard of them. That's why.
Bossman D-Lo getting some run out here, man.
Yeah. I never heard of him.
Very popular.
Dude, I was like, listen. First of all, so you know, I listened to all of them Friday night, kind of briefly, just drinking a glass of wine. And then Sunday morning, I dug in. Like the old music.
Drinking the glass of wine, listening to Boss Man D-Lo. That's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
And then Sunday morning, I dug in like in my old music reviewer channel. This was really good to me. This was really good. Loved the rhymes. I'd never heard of them, as I just clearly indicated. But I thought it was really, really good. Didn't make the top five, though.
Really? Okay.
Didn't make the
but
top five.
But you're going to stash this one away to maybe...
It might be. It's in the...
Next road trip, we're going to hear Boss Man D-Lo.
Yeah, it's in the mix somewhere. All right, here's where I think I might be somewhat controversial. So Bottom by Gunna, and that was Mason Graham's walk-up music.
Damn, Gunna. But he did beat the charge, and that's the most important.
Here's the thing: it sounded, and you guys might know this if you're familiar with the song. I don't know if you've heard it recently or not, Reggie. I know Figgy has. It sounded like another rap that I'd heard before. I couldn't shake that.
That's a lot of raps,
and it wasn't like
in
a
2025.
Sample. It was just and then I'm going to get into the music mode here.
Okay.
It needed a bridge. And it
well, that's something that we just don't have enough bridges anymore in music.
It
period.
Needed a bridge.
Yeah, man.
Like it was the same thing for 3.5-4 minutes. The same thing. Good rap. But I was like,
just a clean loop.
Bring someone else in. Change the tone. Change the bridge. New style, you know, add a different, a deeper voice. Oh, something.
Man, I love what you're doing here. Go ahead, because I have long advocated for bringing the bridge back.
It didn't have anything. It was just flat. It was just flat.
Bring bridges back to music, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. All right. Let It All Work Out, Lil Wayne. And that was...
This has become commercial music.
Travis Hunter. I loved it, man. I mean, I'd heard it before, but listening to it again and digging
in... This isn't
in,
top five still?
Well, I'm going to get to the top five.
Wow.
I just loved... No, all I'm going to go through all of them, but then among these are the top five.
Gotcha.
And I mean, I just loved the message. Like, this was the writer in me, the lyrics, freaking outstanding. Like... ain't no one like you in this B, but the way that he backed it up with like messages,
mm-hmm.
and awesome. Like, it was awesome.
Very good.
All right. Clear My Reign, Gunna with Leon Bridges. All right.
Well, yeah. We are coming back from break.
Whoa. Hey,
some start playing.
I don't know what playing.
This was one where I went, I guess I just truly will never understand Gen Z. The guy's got amazing talent. I was pretty mediocre at best on
he
his
just
previous
don't like
one.
Gunna.
I think I don't.
Okay.
I could kind of see that.
It's an easier vibe, way too melodic. Again, probably could have used a bridge. And the first thing I wrote down was meh.
Mm.
I just, you know, don't take it out on me.
Okay. All right.
All right. And now here we go. Toast Up. Also Gunna. So clearly the Gen Z loves Gunna. That's why I said that. That's why I said that. I clearly am not vibing with what those guys are doing. In all honesty, hand to God, I thought it was the same song as Clear My Reign.
Okay.
I thought it sounded almost exactly like Clear My Reign.
Mm.
Thank You, Lord. Kia Lamalua, Alcon. Superstar in waiting. This dude is a superstar.
Shout out to Tet McMillan.
In waiting. Tet McMillan's walk-up song. Incredible voice. Incredible. Again, this is the music reviewer. The tone, the composition, melody, lyrics, everything. I downloaded it and put it on a playlist. I put this on a playlist of that I have of some hip hop, etc. All right, Walk Through. Rich Homie Quan with Problem. Terrific as well. It was produced amazingly well, composed. He put a nice, and you can help me on this part. I thought he put a great twist on like an old school early 2000s rap beat. Like, the beat was from the early 2000s, which is what I like the most. And incredible rapping talent. I mean, like, big fan, off the charts. Get Ready, Rod Wave with Kodak Black. Very smooth, very good, easy story to tell, told it well. Just kind of missed the cut a little bit. It was very good. It was very, very good. Forever. Drake,
classic,
with Kanye, Lil Wayne, and Eminem.
Classic might be heavy, but you know what I mean.
It's a throwback.
But last name forever, yeah. First name greatest.
Yeah, it was an old school beat too, which I like, and I'm kind of biased toward. And it's the biggest of the big. It's like the other one. Like, what do you want?
Yeah, it's an older song.
Yeah,
too,
what do you so. Want? I mean, that's the best. Freestyle, Rod Wave, who was also earlier. I thought it was a lot better than his previous one. Like, this was him at his best because.
Gotcha.
It was not just the great rap, great lyrics. He kind of featured his own singing voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he can sing, like sing. Not
so,
just,
so
not
he,
just
he got a little. He got a little bit of a variety in there, and that you appreciated that.
Yeah. So let me give you my top five.
Very good.
Number five.
Now you got to say this in a John Gruden voice. What you listening to, man?
I'm listening to that freestyle, that Rod Wave.
Okay, all right. Freestyle by Rod Wave, fifth.
I like this one a lot. Number four. You know, that's that Drake. That's that Drake.
Goodness gracious.
With Kanye and Lil Wayne and Eminem.
I like this band.
I love these guys.
That really did sound very much like.
I love these guys.
That sounded like John Gruden quite a bit.
Number three. Dude, this guy's a superstar in the making.
But only third, though.
He's third. Remember the name. Kia Lamalua Alcon. Outstanding. Listen to the whole thing if you get a chance. Like the song is.
Today's the day.
Come on.
I'll rise up and sing.
Come on, man.
I like Ted McMillan's vibe.
Yeah. Come on, man. That is outstanding. Number two.
I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't saying what you saying when I walk through. I got all these
big fan.
I mean, this is great walkout music.
This is great walkout music.
This is great music if you feel like you're the man.
Exactly. Yeah. Just that lyric, I be feeling like the man when I walk through, definitely is cool.
You know, that Rich Homie Quan has really got it going.
Yeah,
that Rich Homie Quan, I downloaded this one as well. I'm going to listen to this maybe on the way home. I love, love, love this one. But it wasn't number one. I think this is a perfect hip-hop tune. Mm. If you listen, the combination of the lyrics, the star power, the beat, the rhyme, this is an awesome song.
Yeah, I mean, this one is felt like it's well situated to be used. Like, I could easily see this like
being all over
fall with college football. Like, I could easily see them having this all up and down.
Yeah.
That. So, yeah, no, that one definitely felt like that was going to be number one.
All right, cool. Figgy, any adjustments to my top five there?
Nah, man, this is your list.
Well, I'm just curious what you thought, if anything should have been in there.
Not really. I feel like this was solid, especially coming from you.
I felt disrespectful.
No.
No, I get it.
No, I think it's fair. Like, even you talking about Gunna, how everything sounds the same. That's a lot of people that are a little old school. I mean, I put myself in that same you know, group. I feel like a lot of that stuff is the same, man. Like, you get the same type of albums. Mm-hmm. You know exactly what you're getting when these guys put out music. So I thought it was fair, man.
I was lukewarm on Gunna, man. I was like, man, okay.
Man, Charles Manhu going to have some words for you.
Is he a big fan?
Yo, big fan.
Really?
Oh, I'm going to let Gunna know that John Lopez is not a huge fan of what's happening. You think I have a line on Gunna? That's funny.
And Lil Baby was good, but... You gotta have that collab, man. You gotta have another voice on there. It was too predictable, too plain. And then I'm with you.
Bring the bridge back.
Bridges back.
Bring the bridge back.
But
bring
salute to you, man. Appreciate you doing the homework, man. A plus. Right. We talk about grades all day. Right. A plus for that.
All right.
Now we got to get to some draft crash outs.
Here
man.
We go. Mm-hmm.
We had some people sliding in the draft and all that good stuff. We had. Teams taking players a little early. We got to go through this this crash out right here. So the Saints took Tyler Shough. Is it
Shough?
Yeah, whoever he is, they took him in the second round. And here are Saints fans on Spaces Twitter Spaces just crashing out.
25 years old. I got 5 broken good. Legs. 2 broken shoulders. What the f*** is he going to do for me? What the f*** can I do on a that's almost 30 years old? Bro, that's been in college for the last 10 years, bro. I can't do shit with that. You going from f***ing Jalen Hurts to Tyler Shough. This going from Beyonce to f***. Man, I ain't going to disrespect that lady like that, bro.
What?
I ain't recording no songs. I ain't got no tweets. I ain't got no positivity. I hope every associated with that f***ing team have a f***. Have a terrible life.
Okay, so sounds like he's excited about the Saints draft. And I like the idea. He's like, I'm not going to be disrespectful. Then what was that?
If that's not disrespectful.
What was the step before that then?
He was not a fan of them picking that
Tyler
buddy.
Shough.
Yep, in the second round like that.
I was not a fan of him either. Just generally.
Yeah, no, I was kind of shocked too. Yeah. So,
He is 26 years old, and I don't think that there's a ton of upside there, like, to be completely honest. And I will to say it as nicely as I can. When he started at Oregon in, what was that, like 2020, 2021, something like that?
Back in the day.
Way back in the day. The next season, they were like, yeah, you can move it along, and we will start Anthony Brown. And I will allow you to go find out what Anthony Brown looked like at Oregon. And that, they were like, this is it. This is it above whatever that was before.
Yeah, well, that wasn't all the crashing out that happened. So here is, right now, here is Aaron Goldhammer, who I guess him and his co-host and all that stuff, they did like a little draft radio show up in Cleveland. And this is for ESPN Radio Cleveland, live reacting to the Browns as they were about to select at pick number 94.
Well,
We are coming back from break here. They just went live to Dylan Gabriel's house.
Oh, God. No way.
Oh. Don't do
what?
It's, he's in Hawaii right now. And
oh, I and Quinn Ewers.
Okay. Huh? So they're bouncing around.
I would hate both
of
those.
Setting it, they're yeah, setting it up, guys.
Uh-oh. They're setting up the Browns to take a quarterback. They know and we don't.
Kyle McCord.
So I think they're going to take one, and the question is which one.
All right, let's go.
Let's go live to the podium.
With the 94th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Dylan Gabriel.
Oh my God!
What are they doing?
Right. Yep.
Oregon last year, 2 years at Oklahoma before that.
Oh
began.
My gosh!
Felt
that
exactly the same.
That is a shocker.
That is the stunner of the night of the entire NFL draft.
Dylan Gabriel went before Shedeur Sanders.
Agreed.
Now it did work out better because they ended up getting Shedeur Sanders.
I guess if you want to say worked out. but the one thing I will say. I'm so thankful for C.J. Stroud.
Oh,
because
Lord.
If I ever had to say Kyle McCord with a hopeful tone, I'd be very sad. I'd be very, very sad. Mm-hmm.
So when they took, I'm Stroud. Like, I think I had that same reaction.
I was just like,
I'm like, what? He wasn't even. You know how ESPN and NFL Network show the best available quarterbacks.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't even know if he was
he
on that
on
list.
It? No, he wasn't.
I forgot all about him.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot he was even available in this draft.
Yeah.
And when they call this, I'm like, the one from Oregon?
That's right. And UCF and Oklahoma.
I'm like,
that's
what? Right.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. But, hey, salute to them. I'm sure they happy about Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel at this point.
That is going to be a funny locker
room. And Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco and Deshaun, well, not Deshaun Watson.
I want to see what that quarterback room looks like. I don't know.
Put them on Hard Knocks,
I don't
man.
Really want the full Hard Knocks, but if you could just give me that quarterback room just a little bit.
Yeah. You know?
Hey, let's go back to the AFC North.
Oh.
Let's do it.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun. Then, let's go over to Pittsburgh. Let's see what their quarterback room look like.
Ooh, yeah. Cause
so right now, Will Howard, by the way, I called
you
that.
Called
you did
that?
Call
that's
Will
that.
Howard.
Will Howard is the starting quarterback right now. We still don't know what Aaron Rodgers is doing.
Won't for a
and
while.
And it's almost week one.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers will slide in at week one. Like, all right, we ready? Let's go. Y'all good? One bound, one sound. All right. That is Figgy's mixtape. You catch it right here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, 120 p.m. every day. 281 said my walkout song would be French Montana, ain't worry about nothing. I think that's generally a good sentiment, especially it covers up if a slide happens because then, boom, I ain't worry about nothing. There you go. At the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something you believe to be mixtape worthy that you want to send in. But coming up next, we get ready to talk to the fellas of The Drive, Clinton Ron. Before we get there, though, Rockets are playing basketball tonight, game 4. How are you feeling? And you want to call your shot? We'll do that next.